Order. Honorable members, we are starting with the meeting. Welcome all of you to the first joint program rules committee in 2014, and welcome back to Parliament after a long recess. We are going to start with our meeting. I think all of you have got the documents with you. Let's quickly look at the apologies. Are there any apologies?
So we've received the following apologies.
Yes.
The Chief Whip of the NCOP, Mr. Bloom, Ms. Mabija, and House Chairperson Tau. In the National Assembly, Ms. Mentor, Mr. Njigelana, Mr. Tibedi, Ms. Killian, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Fabs will be arriving late.
Ms. Fabs is
Sorry. These are my notes. Sorry. Contingency. And Ms. Moloi Moropa.
Thank you very much.
Those and Mr. Badges.
Those are apologies. Consideration of an agenda.
May I just add Steenhuisen, please, for apology. J. Steenhuisen.
Okay. Mr. Van Merwe?
No, Chair, I was merely trying to draw your attention that there's a lady in waiting.
A lady in waiting?
Ms. Kalyan was trying to get your attention.
Oh, I see.
Merely assisted
okay.
her.
Okay, all right. Item 2, consideration of an agenda. You happy about the agenda? Thank you very much. Item 3, we go to the minutes. I take it that people had gone through the minutes, but I'll still take you page by page for correction. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Any mover? Ms. Kubai moves seconder. Prince Zulu seconds. The minutes are agreed to as a correct record of the previous meeting. Matters arising, all of them, I guess, are on the agenda. But if there's any matter arising, can you please raise your hand and draw us the attention to the page on which you want to raise that matter? I'm not taking you page by page. Just tell me which matter do you want to raise on which page. Ms. Kubai?
Thanks, Chairperson. Just a matter arising from page 5.
Page 5.
Yes. At the bottom there, where it was an issue of the speaking time exchange, the matter has been concluded with the parties of allocation of time between the houses. It was dealt with by the Chief Whip's Forum and the Joint Chief Whip's Forum that there would be no time exchanged between the houses.
Okay. Any other matter arising, if there's any? I'm looking at this side because all the members are seated at this side. I'm not looking at the back. If there's a member at the back, please cross the floor. Mr. Fabs? Ms. Fabs? Yes, which page?
If I may, page 6.
Page 6.
It, under 5, it indicates that the report had been referred to the JRC by the National Secretary. It was added that the National Council of Provinces had not yet considered the report. Have they considered the report yet?
National Council of Provinces, let's get the report. Mr. Paso.
Thank you, sir. The decision after the discussion was that the matter be referred to the subcommittee, joint subcommittee on the review of the joint rules for consideration and report. So at the appropriate time, the joint subcommittee will then report back to the JRC. So the issue about the NCOP was just part of the discussions, but that was not a decision of the House, of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Tasso. Any other matter arising? Thank you very much. That deals with the minutes. We then continue with our agenda. Item 5, report by the Parliamentary Group on International Relations. That is Annex 2. In terms of Joint Rule 13.1, the PGIR must regularly report to the JRC on its activities. For the first time in the fourth parliament, the PGIR will present a report, and a copy of the report was circulated to members of the JRC. I will now recognize Ms. Hajjaj. Was it circulated this morning? Okay, according to the information I'm getting from the Deputy Speaker, the report was circulated this morning. Did you all receive the report this morning? You got it earlier. You haven't got it. Ms. Van Amerwe, what is... You didn't receive it? Oh, no report. Okay, Ms. Ajaj? Well, it's all right. Let me hear from Mr. Judge first.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to apologize if the report hadn't reached members, because this report was ready last week already and was supposed to have been circulated last week. And there was a PGIR meeting yesterday, and it was debated at that meeting also. So I find it strange that members don't have the report. I am going to, it's quite a thick report. I don't think we can deal with it at the session. However, I'm going to take out various issues out of the report and present it to you, if that is all right.
You're going to do what, Ms. Hajjaj?
I said it's a very long report. I shan't read the report to you because you have this report in front of you. I will take out excerpts and use them as speaking notes to bring to the to this meeting salient points of the report. Is that all right with you, sir?
Let me get it from the members. She will not read the report. You have not read the report, but she would speak to the report. That means you'll have to engage on what Mr. Ajaj would have said, or you would like to prefer to go and read the report, and we discuss at the next meeting. Deputy Speaker?
No, thank you very much, Chair. I think unless there are critical issues that must be brought to our attention, that cannot be brought in the next meeting, my suggestion would be we note the report, go and read the report, and then it's sort of, we discuss it at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Speaker?
Thank you, Chair. Can I just for the record add that reports must reach the members at least a week before the meeting. It can't be right that people get a report in the morning and expected to discuss the report. It's just not right. So as a rule of thumb, a week or two before the meeting, these documents must be circulated. Under the circumstance, I'm not sure we'll be able to do any justice to it. So it might make sense for people to be given a chance to interrogate the document and then come back at the next meeting to discuss it. Thanks.
All agreed? All right. Mr. Judge, we'll discuss your report the next meeting, so it will stand over. Thank you very much. We move to item 6. That's the report by the Joint Whips Forum on Attendance Policy. You would remember that it's long that we've been discussing about the leave policy and so on. Now, the leave policy was considered and broadly agreed to by the Joint Whips Forum. However, the matter of sanctions where loss of membership is not applicable is still receiving further consideration by political parties. Subsequently, to the meeting of the Joint Whips Forum, a submission was received from the Chief Whip of the NCOP. At the request of the Speaker, Legal Services also gave an opinion on the policy. The opinion mainly makes suggestions with regard to the formulation of certain definitions. I will now ask the Acting Chief Whip, Ms. Woroto, to take us through on that. That is the leave issue.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the NCOP has looked at the document as we're dealing with it in the Chief Whip's Forum, and there are some issues that they have put forth there. I'm not sure, Chairperson, whether I should go with it page by page with all the what we have put in the document, or should I just look? I had thought that there will be a presentation first by the Secretariat, as we had agreed, and we can only come in then, because these are specifics of the real leave policy as we put it. So I don't think members have got a leave policy in front of them. But we have a summary of all that we have been going through.
Chief Whip of the Majority Party.
Honourable Chair, the difficulty with this report is that the Joint Chief Whip's Forum agreed on the final draft. But it was meant to be circulated among the Chief Whips for a final agreement, and so that it comes to this forum after everybody has agreed to. But like Ms. Woroto is saying, the amendments were effected after the final draft has been agreed to. It means, therefore, this report is not ready for this forum because we have not considered the amendments that were subsequently inserted in the final draft after the final draft has been agreed to. I propose that the matter be submitted in the next meeting.
There's a request from the Chief Whips that the matter stand over for the next meeting. Agreed to? Are we all agreed? Okay, Mr. Klasso, let's hear you.
I think that the Chief Whip has given the way forward. I was following on Ms. Boroto's request that we present, so I was going to just give the essence of the report, but I think the Chief Whip has now given the way forward. So I will be guided by you, sir.
All right, the matter will then stand over for the next meeting because they say they are not ready for this meeting to discuss the report. Chief Whips have not agreed on all the issues they want to discuss and finally agree on all the matters before the matter comes to the Joint Rules Committee. Mr. Farimerva and then Mr. Korinov.
Chairperson, when one look at that paragraph 6, procedure for granting leave, they say all applications for absence from parliamentary work. Can I just ask them to include in the list of definitions parliamentary work? A definition.
Mr. Korinov, the proposal is that the report stands over until the next meeting. Yes. The Chief Whip's Forum, or the Joint Chief Whip's Forum, is not yet finalized. It's totality in terms of the leave report that you are discussing too. Can it stand over until the next meeting? Thank you very much.
Chairperson.
Dr. Mulder?
Yes, no, I agree that it stands over. I just want to emphasize for the benefit of all of us, I know we agree, this matter is rather urgent, very urgent in the sense it has also got financial implications. The point is this, the African Revenue Service no longer accepts merely the schedule of sitting days of members of parliament in terms of what we can deduct from our tax
purposes.
Yes. Members have to prove factually the days that they attended parliament. And in order to do that, we not only need the policy, but we also need the implementation thereof in terms of a biometric system as soon as possible. That's my view, but it's urgent.
Okay. There are already two matters that we said must stand over. We'll have to look at that. The joint rules should sit again, maybe within the next 2 weeks before the NA rise. Will it be okay, Chief Whip? Thank you very much. Just to consider those issues that they were suspending today.
Chairperson, can I suggest that the next meeting be on the 30th of February?
Okay. All right. I'm told the next meeting is scheduled for the 5th of February. Of March. Let's finalize that, okay? So the issue of PGIR and the issue of the leave will come in there. We'll deal with those issues. Right, we go to Masibulele.
I want to say, to indicate that the document that was circulated is an incorrect document. So we are asking for it to be withdrawn. The one that was circulated now, here. But the one that members received earlier is correct. But the slide presentation.
Okay, can you retrieve it quietly, please?
So we are retrieving it.
Okay, quietly. Okay. Item 7. Report on Standing Committee on Intelligence, compliance with statutory reporting obligations. Who's dealing with that? Ms. House Chairperson Frolic.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I've received a letter and I met this morning with the Chairperson of the JSCI, the Honourable Burgess, and the reason why he cannot attend is because the JSCI is having a meeting now as we're speaking to finalise the last report that is in front of them. So unfortunately, he's not here to talk to the matter on the agenda. I wish to inform the meeting that I've interacted with the Honourable Burgess on behalf of the Speaker to respond to the correspondence that was sent to the JSCI on outstanding reports. He has subsequently responded to me to indicate that all the reports except the last report has now been finalized by the JSCI, and two reports have been referred to the relevant ministers in the security cluster because there are elements dealing with national security that they need to respond on. Accordingly, I have also interacted with the Secretary to the National Assembly to determine what the practice has been for this committee before reports are adopted and tabled in Parliament. There's absolutely no misunderstanding that this committee should report to Parliament and not to any specific one in the executive. And that is also the point that I stressed with the Honourable Member this morning, and he has an understanding of that. However, it has come to our attention that indeed the practice has developed over the years that when the committee finalises a report and issues of national security do arise, that they ask for comment from the relevant minister. The process then is that the comment of the minister is referred back with a report to the JSCI, upon which the committee either decide to agree or not agree, and they will then formally submit their reports. What is also clear is, Honourable Chairperson, is the time that it takes for the response to be received back by the committee, because that ultimately impacts on the final tabling of the report in Parliament. That is the information that is currently at our disposal, and we will update the members of the JSCI as we go along.
Thank you, Honourable Frolic. The matter is open for discussion. Mr. Watson.
Thank you, Chair. Let me first of all say thank you to Mr. Frolic for his intervention. But I don't understand. The complaints have been that for a long, long, long period, These reports were not tabled in Parliament. And to now hear that they delayed because they have been sent to the relevant security ministers, I think is really unacceptable. If they've been delayed by that, they should have been finalized long ago. If the delay is only now, then that committee is in dereliction of their duties. That means they haven't been submitting the reports timelessly, and I think that point should be placed on record, and perhaps the chair should be reprimanded.
Okay, Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Just to emphasize the point that the JSCI is obliged by law to report annually to Parliament. That's what the law says. And the JSCI has not fully complied with this since 2004. The third point to make is that the JSCI doesn't report to the President, it reports to Parliament. It's a committee of Parliament and reports to Parliament. They are not members of the executive. It's only the executive that reports to the President. Members of Parliament report to Parliament. So these are the points that we'd like to make. And I also have written to the chairperson of the JSCI on the 25th of January 2013, asking the chair to rectify the situation. I have not received any acknowledgement of the letter, nor have I received any report from the JSCI. Clearly, this is absolutely unacceptable. It's a committee of Parliament that it can't be a law unto itself. And so we will have to call the chairperson at some point, chairperson, and just have a discussion about the way forward. It clearly is unacceptable. Thanks.
Any other input on the matter? Mr. Landers?
Chairperson. I was a member of the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, so I have some knowledge of the processes that committee follows. And both Mr. Frolic and the Speaker are correct. It is so that that committee does report to Parliament, not to the Executive. It is also so that the law provides that that committee must report annually to Parliament by way of a written report. The process that has been followed in the past is that to ensure that the committee does not fall foul of national security legislation, it allows the president, who is regarded as the commander-in-chief of the security forces, and the relevant ministers to have sight of the report and ensure that nothing in that report contains matters of national security. It is also so that in the past, the JSCI has been faced with this dilemma where ministers and even the presidency has delayed the report. But what we did in the past is gave them an ultimatum that if by a certain date they have not concluded their scanning of the report, then the committee reserves the right to table it. And so I merely throw that in by way of an explanation of the process that is followed by the JSCI. It's unusual, to say the least, and I've not discussed this with Mr. Burgess or any member of the JSCI, but it is unusual, to say the least, to hear that Parliament has not received reports since 2004. I would venture to say that's unacceptable.
Thank you very much, Mr. Landers. If there is no any other hand on the matter, can we then conclude that the presiding officers... Mr. DeLange? All right, thank you. That even helps us much, much better. On the 5th, let's put that item back so that we get a full report from the chairperson of the committee. But Speaker and I will also talk to the chairperson so that we bring this matter to close and finality, okay? That's the way forward. Thank you very much. Item 8, Mr. Frolic.
Honourable Chairperson, Advocate Mandela will lead us on this item. There is a report that has been distributed, and he will go through the report, and I'll deal with any questions that may arise out of the report.
There is a report, a very brief report in front of us. Is anybody who wants to talk to it? I'm sure you must have read it. It's very brief. Unless you just want to talk to it for two. Who's that? You're going to talk to it? Okay, talk to it briefly, and then the members can just refresh their memories and we can engage with the report.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, honorable members. Chair, I think all that I want to indicate now is what is outstanding insofar as the finalization of the model is concerned. The model flows from the framework which was adopted by the Speaker's Forum. And we already have the first draft of the model, which was presented to the Joint Political Task Team. Subsequent to that, the political parties were requested to consult with their own caucuses with a view of soliciting comments from their own caucuses. Due to insufficient time, I must indicate, honorable members, that did not happen. We are envisaging that that may happen after the election. The decision that we are requiring from this forum, and that is per the instruction of the co-chairs of the Joint Political Task Team, is that the matter be deferred to the Fifth Parliament. And we hope that as soon as the elections are over and the parties have constituted their caucuses, we shall have an opportunity to brief the parties and come up with the second draft of the model, and thereafter perhaps the finalization of the model itself. Thank you, Chair.
Matter open for discussion. There's a clear decision that they request that the matter be deferred to the Fifth Parliament for finalization. Agreed. Siafu. Siafu. Okay. Thank you very much. Agreed. Bafamu kutike fumani bo. Mr. Watson. Sebafumile phela.
Hayi bavumile kodwa abajonge ukuthi bani kuza usebenza khona.
Okay.
Ngoba namhlanje mina I'm resigning from that committee.
Okay,
let's see. No, I think, Chair, that we must consider the fact that if this stands over to the next Parliament, the members will have to be reconstituted. And that should be done as soon as we know who's coming back to this Parliament. That's why I humbly say I resign.
Okay, Mr. Watson, thank you very much. That's quite true. Thank you very much. That deals with that matter. Item 9. Mr. Watson?
Chair, these meetings are sometimes quite complicated. And I know we can only adopt the minutes at these meetings. But I want to appeal that we get a first draft as soon as possible so that those who are involved can spot the points that need attention both from the officials and from the parties so that we don't come here and face some of these items, you know, as if it's a new item. My appeal.
You want to receive the draft minutes earlier?
Okay. I appeal for the first draft as soon as possible after the meeting, everything is still fresh in our minds.
Okay. Is there anybody who objects to that? I think it's reasonable. People can trace up things whilst they are still fresh in their memory. Ms. Gravina?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I just want to say that we do distribute about 48 hours after the meeting, at the most 72, we distribute a summary of decisions to members.
So they do get a summary of all the decisions, and that doesn't change. The only thing we then add to the minutes are, you know, little bits of the motivation that the parties give the discussion. But the actual decisions, and we will do it this time around again, we will see that within 48 hours we send it out to members.
And anybody who wants to raise something must then send it to you. Okay. All right. Agreed on that? Right. Thank you very much. Anything under item 9? It looks like there is nothing. Can we go to item 10? Agreed. Thank you. The meeting is closed.